We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome in to the Monday edition of the CHGO Bears podcast. I could not be more excited for the show today, but thinking about it all weekend long. Basically been thinking about it since Friday when Kevin texted me and said, can I sit on the show this week? And I was really excited because I felt like I actually got a promotion. You are the head of content. I am just a host here, and you asked me for permission. I think that's a promotion. Nick, promotion? Anybody?
I think we've all been promoted now that we're sitting next to Kevin. So it's a great start to our week.
I'm glad you guys feel that way. I'm glad you guys are having me on the show. It's been a while since I've been here.
It's been a minute. Hey, first things first, hit the like button and make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our amazing CHGO Bears content. New start to the show now. We are asking you to hit that like button. We are asking you to subscribe. We need you. We love you. You are us. We are you. Thank you so much. My guy Crazy Ace came over the weekend. We sat in these chairs. Crazy Ace going over. You go overseas for 2 years to protect this country. You get to visit the CHGO Bears studio before you go. Absolutely. Crazy Ace, shout out to you, my friend.
One of our awesome diehards. So.
Just an amazing diehard, amazing person, amazing give back, all that. Also, by the way, help us reach our goal for 40,000 Twitter followers. We've set the goal by draft day. Go to CHGO_Bears. And while you're there, make sure to vote on our Twitter poll that is active right now, isn't it, Nick?
It is. And the question that we're asking everybody, if Jalen Johnson returns to the Bears as expected next season, what type of deal will he be playing on? We have franchise tag or the new long-term deal? I can tell you right now, just looking at some of the results, actually the new long-term deal is ahead, which is... I think a little surprising.
Very optimistic there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, optimism reigns.
I hope
on a
Scott
Monday.
Boris is not his agent.
Well, Scott Boris is not his agent.
Okay, good.
And we're good there. We will have the results of this fine new Twitter poll.
You needed a better hashtag.
Tomorrow. Nick. Do we need a better hashtag?
You needed a better hashtag.
What was wrong with that?
Call
hashtag?
Up the Cubs social media department. Okay. Ask them for pointers.
Okay, I'll do that next
ask
time.
Ask them for directions.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on what the Cubs did today? That
you didn't. You haven't been on Twitter.
I have.
Okay.
You just know it a little bit better than me, and you're bringing it up.
I can't.
You can't?
It's a family show.
Yeah, you just need to see it, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
See it. All right. Hey, new diehards, welcome in. These guys are coming big on a Monday. Richard, welcome in. You're a new diehard. The Big Rich can go left. He can go right. He can go right down the middle. That's my guy. Cody. Welcome, Cody, Mr. Personality. Brings the fire, brings the rage, brings the fun.
Don't call me Del Mendo.
That's exactly. Well, yeah. I kind of, you know, delved off doing a Cody line there. Howard, reliable Howard, always on time, a friend you can trust. Welcome, Howard. So glad to have you, my friend. Brendan, the man loves to dance. He loves to sing. He cooks a mean burger. Brendan, you're the man. And then Riley, the champion. Mm. Eye on the prize. Never say die. Back to back, my guy Riley. And we have another Riley, R-I-L-E-Y-R-E-I-L-L-Y. So it is part two of the back to back, but also his own champion. Really, just a winner on so many levels. Riley part two.
We're living the life of Riley each way you can.
Yeah. Bragg's in the stands, by the way, in the chat. I can see Greg is at the gym. Hogue is on a volcano. That is true. Greg will be here tonight for Bears After Dark. Hogue is back later in the week.
He's on a volcano?
He's on a volcano. Well, he's scuba diving. Yeah. He's everywhere.
The man is living the life, and honestly, out of sight, out of mind. I don't even remember that guy.
But has he met up with Bears on Kauai yet?
He'd have to go to Kauai. I don't think he was going to get that done. Mm. And so if you're looking to bring that up because you want to put that Hogue is a slacker along with you as a slacker, unlike Carm, who got up at 7 in the morning to get Crazy Ace in here, full winner, full dedicated, just pat myself on the back as hard as I possibly can over here. Wow. Great job by me. I know, Kevin, you're working 24/7. I've never stopped working all the time since CHG opened up 2 years ago. We got it. Okay.
Big sponsor today.
Big sponsor right now?
Not right now. We're going to tease it.
Oh, okay.
But we've got a big new sponsor in the CHGO family today. Stick around for that if that's the sort of thing that interests you. It's the sort of thing that keeps the lights on around this place, which is great.
Exactly. And before we get into our first topic of the day, which is going to revolve around Eddie Jackson and Cody Whitehair in the future, Kevin, why don't you underline the beautiful things that you get when you become a diehard at CHGO?
We know everything. Well, right now, we've just debuted the Cubs and the White Sox newsletters written by Ryan Herrera and Vinny Duber. Those are going to be free all spring long as we build those lists and kind of show people what they're going to get. But as we go into the regular season, if you want to become a better White Sox fan, a better Cubs fan, know exactly what's going on at Wrigley and on the South Side, those are your guys, Ryan and Vinny, so check those out. Those are on allchgo.com. You get those free shirts, that one free shirt right off the bat, or as Braggs would say, right out the gate. You get access to our events and our merch, 20% off all year round. Here on the Bear Show, we know about the Bears 100. Mm-hmm. I know as soon as Ho gets back, I'm going to be like, dude, man, you got to at least go up to 50.
I was updating some things in there yesterday. So if you're looking to look at some of the prospects that we already have in the database, we're in draft season. This is draft season. You better get in there right now so you know exactly some of the prospects that the Bears can potentially draft.
And the best of all, the Discord Lounge. CHGO Bears is probably one of our most active rooms in there. So if you want to hang out with smart Bears fans who respect each other, who talk with each other, and just have good football discussions, that's where you want to go. Yep. Let's say if you're getting tired of Twitter and the toxicity in there,
come
to the CHGO Bears Discord Lounge and check it out there. So allchgo.com/diehard.
Gary Ross is, of course, the mayor of our Discord, and he's telling you that Discord is amazing. And I see you people, Tyler Johnson, you want me to get to the point here. Tyler, appreciate your patience, buddy. We love you, too. It's Monday.
Tyler Johnson.
Yeah?
That the Blackhawk?
What about – who was the catcher on the Cubs, left-handed hitter? Tyler Houston.
Sox.
Yeah. Great Tyler Houston. Once booked him for a radio show. Bauman Rosenblum. Shout out Bauman Rosenblum.
All right, let's talk about Bears, man.
Let's talk about Bears. Here we go. So, all right. Out the door – goes Eddie Jackson, out the door goes Cody Whitehair. In the door comes much more cap space. Steven, why don't you show the fine people the beauty of what the Bears have now as far as cap space goes. Number third, there you see. Number three in the NFL, Washington the most, $83.5 million. Then Tennessee, $73.9 million. And now the Bears sitting just a trifle ahead of New England at $70 million, Patriots 69.8, then on down the line with Indy, Houston, Cincinnati, and Detroit. So we've got the one pick, we've got the nine pick, and we've got all the cap space here. No surprise, right? No surprise whatsoever that both Eddie with the cap hit that he was going to have and Cody, plus we can throw in the production there too, I think, as if these guys were completely dominating, they would be still – they weren't going to be getting paid completely outrageous money. So I think it's a combination. But now the question goes, who and how do the Bears replace both of these veterans? Are we – we're in a froze situation? Okay, great. Don't worry about not seeing me right now. Just listen to my brilliant voice and Kevin's and Nick's. So, listen, bigger need. Let's start with there. Are you more concerned about the secondary? Are you more concerned about the offensive line?
Definitely the offensive line. I think when you think about how important, let's just say the center position is, not even going to the other four positions right now, you need to have not just a guy to just play that position. You need to have somebody that is a dude at that position. And especially if you're going to bring in a rookie quarterback, you want to have someone that will provide consistency, will also provide just the ability to make that quarterback comfortable in this scheme. So mm-hmm. I just think that when you're thinking about safety and all the other players that the Bears already have in the secondary, the Bears can probably get away with having, you know, a lower end free agent, but still you just need that center, I believe, that's not only going to be someone that's going to provide stability for that quarterback, but is going to make your offensive line better from the interior on out.
Yeah, I think I would agree with the offensive line. You look at the offensive line, there's good players, but is there a transcendent player there? Is there someone that's really the guy that is, you know, the MF-er of the group? I don't know if necessarily that's...
You're hoping Darnell Wright can be that. You're hoping.
You're hoping he can get there, but he's not quite there yet, and you do have good pieces, but you've also have some injury-prone pieces, too.
Well, to me, the trickiest part about this is that, and by the way, hi, we're still here. Look at that amazing job by Steven.
Finding we're back.
Doing whatever Brilliant Seuss did. All right, so listen. You... most likely, would we all agree, are probably drafting a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. You're probably taking Caleb. And so if Cody had been able to do what they dreamed up that he was going to do last year as far as stepping in and being the center when they went out and signed Nate Davis and moved Tevin over and said, Cody, you're our center, mm-hmm. that would be a more ideal position for the Bears to be in going into next season rather than are you drafting a center and pairing that guy with a rookie quarterback, and or are you bringing in a veteran center for, you would think, a short-term fix just to get things off the ground? If Cody could actually have done that, had proven himself to be a viable center, I think he'd still be here. But the fact of the matter is that he didn't, that they had to move on from him. They ultimately had to get Lucas in there and deal with the up and down of him being injured. I actually think that Lucas Patrick is a consideration to bring back when we talk about how we're going to do this, how the Bears are going to do this. When you, I would think you're drafting a center in the later rounds, but you're probably not asking that dude to play right away.
Well, especially if he's drafted in the later rounds. If you, again, we're also got to consider that if the Bears move on from Fields, they get that second round pick. Could that be the draft pick that the Bears use to maybe draft one of the center for the future? And if that's the case, I would expect that guy to be fighting for that starting job right from the very beginning of training camp. I do agree with you, Mark, that, you know, had Cody been a serviceable option, was able to show some consistency, that would have been really, I think, well for a rookie quarterback, but that's not the case. And now the Bears are in a situation where if you go the free agency route, There's options, but they're not the greatest option. I know a guy that's been brought up on this podcast, Connor Williams from Miami. He's dealing with the ACL. He tore his ACL in week 14 from Miami, but he fits a scheme that the Bears like to run. Another guy that I was looking at that's not going to break the bank by any means, Aaron Brewer from Tennessee. He obviously has played with Nate Davis, undrafted guy out of Texas State. Actually, the new Bears assistant offensive line coach, Jason Houtaling, comes from Tennessee, is now here in Chicago, so we'd have familiarity with him. But he's also, he's athletic. He can get out in space, get to the second level. So if you're going the second, maybe even third tier free agency option, that can also be a guy that can maybe plug in at that center position.
You know, when you're building a football team, so much of it is about allocating resources because you have a limited amount of draft capital, you have a limited amount of salary cap dollars. Generally, you don't really want to pay a lot to a center, either through draft capital or the free agent dollars. But considering the situation that the Bears are in, where it kind of seems to be the missing piece on the offensive line, you know, most likely will have a rookie quarterback. Do you think that, and you have $70 million in cap room, is this where you do spend that money and you do go out and get a free agent center? I know with Connor, like, if he hadn't torn his ACL, to me, it's exactly, like, all right, write the dude the check. Let's get him in here. The injury thing changes things, but
Aaron Brewer's an interesting name for the Titans, but he's played mostly guard. He's only had a handful of starts at center. So, I mean, do we trust a one-year starter basically
in the NFL?
The overall point we're making here, or that I'm trying to make here, is that the white hair going south and that filling that position, including everything else that's going on the offensive line, can we rely on Tevin? Is Nate Davis going to be better than he was last year? And you still, I think everybody feels comfortable with Darnell Wright and mostly comfortable with Braxton Jones, but still there's that conversation out there. Are you going to consider if the best player on your board by far is a left tackle, which is possible depending on what the Bears do, would they go that route? I would doubt it, but I think it's definitely on the table. Conversely, with Eddie, I'm not too worried about how they're going to fill the free safety role. I am. My concern in the secondary is, will Jaquan Brisker stay healthy? But that's independent of having Eddie or not having Eddie. And I think that Eddie's just an interesting guy because, you know, when he comes in here, fourth round pick, broke his leg at Alabama. Great job by Ryan Pace. Let's give him proper due here. And, you know, he bursts on the scene. He's a big part of the Bears' success. Mm-hmm. That defense is rocking. We're having a 12-4 season, you know, cue to the double doink. And then Eddie got paid, and Eddie went south, and Eddie was not – I mean, if you go back and if we could scroll back through Twitter at that point, it was not a friendly place for Eddie Jackson. But I think on the back end here, he has a great, you know, first year with Flus, and, you know, then he gets hurt, and this year he's in and out of the lineup. But I think he leaves here as – and there you see his career, the Eddie Jackson stats by year on the YouTube show. Mm-hmm. I think he leaves here as mostly beloved. Like people like at least have if we're doing like a positive rating, I think he's like 76% positive with Bears fans. Am I being too tall on that?
I mean, I think that sounds about right, especially how it all started and the game changing ability that he had as a free roaming safety in the middle of the field. Like he changed games. He changed how offenses had to attack this Bears defense, but recency bias, right? The Eddie Jackson that we saw at the end of his career also wasn't getting those pick sixes or wasn't causing those turnovers. So he's an interesting character, but people who are in the chat today, how do you remember Eddie Jackson? Do you like him or like how do you feel?
I think time is just going to help him because he was such an important member of that 2018 team, which has been really the only thing that we've had to be happy about in forever. He made a lot of big plays, and even though some of his production did trend down in recent years, and his presence in that locker room and the way that he was respected by the younger players, I think does have an effect, and I think people in Chicago can just generally tell when people care, when people like being a Chicago Bear, what goes into being a Chicago Bear, and I think Eddie Jackson was all of those things, so. I think we look 10 years down the road. We talked about on the Chicago Sports Podcast last Thursday, Carm. Like, he almost kind of seems like the Starlin Castro type, right? Like, hopefully he is the kind of guy who got them to a certain point. It's probably going to miss out on all the fun that we're hopefully going to have as Bear, with the Bears here. But we recognize what he did contribute to the team.
That's the fingers crossed, right? Bojack. First of all, Bojack's a great name. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal nickname. And And he was, whenever you talk to Eddie, not that everybody cares about this more so, I guess, the media, but I think it resonated with the fan base, too. He's just a good dude. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why he got the Jeff Dickerson Good Guy Award this year. And very well-liked in that locker room. Very well-respected. All of it. So, shout out Bojack, bottom line. But I think it's a much easier replacement.
Right.
I'm still concerned about the O-line and giving whoever is quarterbacking, Justin or whoever.
And we knew that move was coming the entire year, more or less.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a lot. I mean, his price tag was so much, there wasn't really a lot that he could do to stay around.
Exactly. I know Jaquan Brisker has been very vocal, too, about supporting Ajax even throughout the season, wanting to bring back the entire secondary as it is because they thought they were building something special. So that's why I think when you compare the two positions, center and safety, which one's more important, you're going center. But it is still important to find a guy that will complement Jaquan Brisker's game because he's going to play a lot more in the box, show his physicality. So you want that free-roaming safety. And ideally, I think, if you go the draft route, you go the draft route. But free agency, I'm not spending top dollar. on one of those veteran safeties that's been proven in the league. A guy that, you know, I've been kind of doing a little bit more research on, Jordan Fuller's safety from the Rams. He was a former sixth-round pick out of Ohio State in 2020. A projected contract, according to PFF, 2 years, $4.63 million average. So he's affordable, but the Rams like to play two high safeties. That's what the Bears are going to do here with Eberflus. So he's a guy that will be familiar with the system. I think his free-ranging skills would complement what Jaquan Brisker does as more of that strong safety. So if you're going to go that route, not paying top dollar, that's a guy that maybe can be in consideration there.
Do you like any of the in-house options? Elijah Hicks would be the most obvious, but you could also get creative. And Tyreek, Terrell Smith.
I don't know about Tyreek at safety, but Elijah Hicks is the next guy that took over for Eddie Jackson when he was hurt. And I just don't think, look, as a former, seventh-round pick out of Cal?
Yep.
When he was asked to play, it showed. Like, teams were attacking him. He gave up four touchdowns last season. And I think he'll grow into that role. But he is best as, like, that third safety, that depth player. He's going to play a lot of special teams for you, but I wouldn't want to see him as a starter.
Do you feel comfortable? I'm just looking at how I would do it if I was Poles. Like, I would love to draft a guy and put him in there and lean on what is the strength of that Bears defense, the back seven. That's changing a little bit, by the way. Thank you, Montez Sweat. But yeah. I would like to think that you could put in a, if you get the draft pick mostly right, you could put a rookie in there and not miss a beat.
And Ryan Poles has shown that he likes to draft those kind of guys. I mean, look at his first draft. He drafts Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker. Yep. When everyone thought, oh, they got to go get, you know, offensive talent, he goes defense. You're like, interesting, Ryan Poles. But you see both those players are, you know, coming into their own in this defense. So it's not to say that he won't value that same position again, but there are some different holes now at this point in the roster than the one he inherited in 2022.
And look, there is some versatility there. I've seen some people say that they'd like to see Terrell Smith back there. And I've heard some NFL, you know, former coaches, whatnot, they like the concept of Tyreek playing safety. I personally, you know, I don't think you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, if you will, with, you know, one of your top cornerbacks, more valuable position, harder to find, all of that. But, I would think they're going to consider all their options. All right. Is it time for our big announcement?
Let's go.
Well, team, we have a big-time deal going on right now. And we got St. Patrick's Day coming along.
The glasses are coming
on. You can see in our back corner as the great Jim Cook unveils our newest sponsor, or one of our newest sponsors, because, you know, we're very popular here. The beautiful, the delicious Miller Lite.
It's Miller time.
It is Miller time. It is a rare thing that I drink on Mondays at 12:40 as I spill all over myself.
Yeah, same here.
Don't worry about Cheers. It.
Yeah, I think I saw Jake shaking all these, so watch That's, out.
That was a strategy. Cheers to our...
Farm's going to need another.
It's a good day here.
Steven's drinking one, Jake's drinking one, Nick's drinking one.
It's a good day. No matter how you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, thank you very much. Great excuse to gather with friends. Crack open a cold one. Feel the flavor. Enjoy these moments with Miller Lite, the original light beer, and it's still the best one. One of my first roommates, good old Amy Moore, she loved a Miller Lite 7 times a day. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of what you don't. That was a fantastic, delicious, amazing light beer. And, Miller Lite is celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year by offering lucky winners and their crew the opportunity to see the Chicago River dyed green up close and personal on the Miller Lite Party Boat. That's right. For listening to CHGO, all of a sudden we're going Miller Lite Party Boat here for you. So what you want to do is enter for your chance to win. Visit MillerLite.com/ChicagoSt.Pats. No purchase is necessary. The promotion ends on March the 1st. It's open only to legal residents of Illinois and Indiana who are 21 years or older. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs. per 12 ounces. Thank you to our friends.
Very cool to have them on board.
Very cool to have them on board.
And that being on a boat in the river when they dye it green, pretty cool opportunity.
With Miller Lite, yeah.
Just the fact that spring is around the corner, the fact that we've got Ryan out in Arizona with the Cubs and Vinny and the Sox, and all this is coming around, and the draft is right around the corner.
It's been a busy few weeks kind of getting this deal done. We want to thank Molson Coors. As you watch CHGO throughout the day, you'll be seeing different beers from the Molson Coors family featured and on different shows. So check that out. And again, thank you to Miller Lite.
This sign is awesome, by the way. Like,
I love that sign.
Like, this sign,
I'll be stealing that sign.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, so we have to fight for it. Yeah. We just told you about Miller, but now I have to tell everyone about Game Time. And, you know, with Connor Bedard back, guys, I immediately opened up my Game Time app and seeing, like, where can I get some, you know, good minute last or fast tickets, good deals. And Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you with killer deals on last minute tickets and their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the ticket and start getting hyped up for the fun you'll have, like myself going to a Blackhawks game to watch Connor Bedard. And here's some things I really enjoy about the Game Time app. You have flash deals and on last minute tickets. You have easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. The images of the seat views, I think, is always very convenient, so you know exactly where you're sitting, and the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. But forget about planning months in advance, because Game Time has the deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for, you know, when's football season. Obviously, baseball is coming up, basketball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So you can take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CHGO for $20 off. First purchase, terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem that code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute deals, lowest price, guaranteed.
All right. We're going to have a discussion that I have no idea actually how I got to this brilliance today, but I like to look back and see where things stand. All right. And this is a Ryan Poles exercise more than it is an exercise on the two guys that I'm picking out, which is Tyler Scott, my guy, who I love, and Bayless Jones, who I also love also. By the way, both these dudes, and Nick, you're around them, they're both good. They're both great guys.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
really.
They are.
True story. I would not underline that if it wasn't, I'm not trying to make nice here, but I'm just pointing out that it's a little.
It's true. Yeah.
It is a fact. So, look. Neither, I think we can agree here, have been home run draft picks, right? That to this point.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. There we go. There's some optimism. So, and that's good. I like optimism. So, all right. Velus Jones, to this point in his career, the 71st overall pick in the 2022 draft, he's got 11 catches for 127 yards. Got 17 rushes for 154 yards. His best stat is his kick returns, 38 of them, 1,042 yards, 27.4 yards the average there. He fumbled, everybody remembers those. He fumbled three times in 2022, but it was kind of interesting just doing that. He did not fumble last year, Velus. No fumbles for Velus. Didn't lose a fumble.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you. Okay, so we'll give him.
It's getting technical there,
slight benefit of the doubt. And then, you know, they took punt returns away from him. He's got five for 35 yards.
Yeah.
He scored one touchdown, which is one more than Tyler Scott in his 1 year. All right. Now, Tyler Scott. Mm-hmm. 1 year in, 17 catches, which is six more than Velus in 2 years. All right. Tyler has a problem with the drops. His catch rate is 53.1%. The worst in football last year was Alec Pierce of the Colts, 49.2. So, you know, you want something around 75. He's at 53. 49.2 is four from the bottom. That ain't great. And Tyler, you know, has not seen the end zone, and he doesn't have as much versatility as Velus. But I think that most people would look at it like, you know, Who was the worst draft pick, Velus or Tyler Scott? I asked you guys this earlier, but so like just
we said Velus and like
immediately.
Immediately Velus.
And then you had a good point after.
Then you had a good point.
So the point that I'm making is,
which is rare.
Thank you very much. Tyler was picked 133 overall in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. So I looked at who did Ryan Poles pass on after Tyler. Who did Ryan Poles pass on after Velus? And there is very little to no argument that the Tyler Scott pick is way worse than Velus. After Tyler, Dontavian Wicks, Green Bay, fifth round, 39 catches, 581 yards. Puka Nacua, last pick in the fifth round. This is an absolute killer. 105 catches, 1,486 yards, six touchdowns, just a killer. But then if you just look at like depth pieces, Parker Washington, sixth round to Jacksonville, 116 catches, two touchdowns, 132 yards. Trey Palmer, 199, 39 catches, 385 yards, three touchdowns. Better than Tyler, sixth round pick Tampa. A.T. Perry is a guy in the end zone four times last year, sixth round pick of New Orleans. Elijah Higgins, sixth round Miami. He scored a touchdown, had 14 catches and 163 yards. By the way, that's more than Chase Claypool. I had to do a Claypool tangent. Claypool had four catches with the Dolphins. Four catches, the sixth round pick at 14. By the way, he also had four catches with the Bears. Andre Uchovis had four touchdowns for Cincinnati, the Princeton product, who we talked about last year in the draft that we got excited about. DeMario Douglas, 49 catches, 561 yards in the sixth round for New England last year. Not exactly, you know.
A crapshoot at quarterback, too.
Yeah, and Ronnie Bell, a seventh-round receiver from San Francisco, had three touchdowns. Now, you compare that to the Velus draft, Jalen Tolbert to Dallas, went 88 overall, 280 yards, couple of touchdowns. David Bell, the star out of there was Romeo Doubs. And this is now in 2 years. So he doesn't, in 2 years, he still doesn't pass Puka. But 101 catches for Doubs, 1,099 yards, 11 touchdowns, which is five more than Puka. So, and then you have guys like Calvin Austin, Khalil Shakur, who actually has the best catch rate of anybody last year. 45 targets, 39 catches. And 772 yards and three touchdowns for him. But if you compare, and then the other guys are Kyle Phillips, Jalen Naylor, Bo Melton. So if you compare them, the Scott draft, I know this is a long-winded thing here, but stick with me. The Scott draft, 295 catches, 3,738 yards, 27 touchdowns. Compared to, in two seasons, one more season, 280 catches, 3,397 yards, 22 touchdowns. So 15 more catches, 341 more yards, five more touchdowns in one less season for the guys that got picked after Tyler. So the bottom line is that neither one of them worked, but the Tyler Scott pick looks worse.
I mean, let's play Tyler Scott defender here.
Okay.
Defender. Do you feel confident that any of those players, that long list of players, would have posted those kind of numbers under this offense with Luke Getsy and Justin Fields as quarterback?
So, great question, Kevin. That's why you're the head of content. But I don't think that Puka Nacua comes in here and sucks. And I also think, like, there was a lot of opportunity.
That's the thing for Tyler Scott. Think back to the Detroit game in Detroit. Mm-hmm. He has an opportunity to close out that game if he's able to track the ball efficiently and come down with the catch. The game against Atlanta. Justin Fields throws arguably his best throw of his entire career, and Tyler Scott can't come down with the catch. So at least, but here's the thing. The Bears are at least putting him in opportunities to make those plays. Velus ain't even on the field. They're like, you're not running those routes because you're not capable of running those routes. Tyler Scott, at least they're trying to give him an opportunity. He didn't quite execute on those plays, but he's showing the difference in the trust the coaching staff had in those two guys, one being a rookie and Velus obviously being year two.
Well, so that's the tricky part of the argument, because I think between the two players, if I was to bet who's going to go on and have a better career, I would, not completely confidently, but I would bet on Tyler because he can get open because he was so close. Whereas Velus, you have to invent ways to get him the football. And, you know, he's a decent kick returner, but
I mean, they were putting him as a running back last season.
Right.
At times, so
So, but I also think that, you know, if you told me that if the Bears had an opportunity to reboot, do both of those picks, I think they're gonna pick, they're taking someone else, obviously. So, it's which is the larger question. The Bears need to solve the quarterback riddle here, however it's going to slice. They also need to solve the wide receiver riddle. And
is this a chicken or egg question?
A little bit.
Well, did you guys see the nugget that Jake Flanagan, our GM, dropped in Slack?
Oh, no.
Don't look at it. I'm gonna ask the question then. His question was, name the last Bears wide receiver to score a TD other than DJ Moore.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Wrong.
Damn.
The last Bears receiver to score a touchdown other than DJ Moore. Jake Flanagan, elite general manager, throwing this out here. Well, it's not Darnell.
Oh, no. It would be Mooney.
Is it Darnell? It was? I can't remember.
Not Mooney.
I can't remember a Mooney touchdown.
That was week one against the Green Bay Packers.
It was not week one. It was the catch was in week two.
The catch was in week two.
Oh, Chase Claypool.
There you go. It's Chase.
His one great moment as a Bear. That was amazing.
So all other receiving TDs were DJ Moore, tight ends, or running backs.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right, which I'm not sure, but I think that Jake is making a point here about Justin Fields perhaps and perhaps keeping the quarterback. I somehow
he would never.
Wild idea that's the reason that one made it way into Slack.
That's an insane thing to think about. The
15 weeks.
Yeah, only DJ, and then week two, Chase Claypool, and then week one, Darnell.
It's Moon. A fair point, man. Like, look, there have been. Look at the Packers. Look at their wide receivers. Bears could have had any of them. Missed on all of them. Romeo Dobbs, during that draft, I was saying at the time, I like Dobbs. I like him a lot. He's got good size.
Run routes.
But I remember sitting here the week after the draft and everyone watching Tyler Scott film and thinking, hey, we might have something
burner,
here.
Yeah.
This might be, you know.
Yeah.
What happened?
He couldn't catch the football. That's what happened.
He's new to the position, too. He's, I mean, what, 2 years into being a wide receiver. So, I mean, I think there is a growth period, but still, I mean, that's your job.
But that's all. That also underlines, like Velus hadn't played a ton of wide receiver either. I'm not saying that Ryan Poles can't get this done because I'd like to think that he can identify a wide receiver, but I'm just telling you, the first time I went out to training camp and I saw Velus backpedal to try to catch a ball and go up awkwardly to catch it, I know I've said this before on the show, I'm like, this guy he's got a long way to go, and I don't know how you could have looked at him and thought, I want this dude to, you know, it didn't make sense to me.
And that happened in a game where he's backpedaling against the Chargers. Remember, he's wide open, Tyler Bagent throws at him, he's like backpedaling, and he drops, he can't even catch the ball.
You will say Bagent's first name correctly.
What did I say? Did I say Tyler?
You called him Tyler Bagent.
I'm sorry, Tyson. I'm Tyler Scott. You
will apologize to the Bajan family right now. I'll get his dad on the show.
Sorry.
Thank you. No problem. But yes, right. The one in the end zone where he's falling down and that was the greatest.
When I always saw that live, I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of these types of games, isn't it?
But it also is like, I don't know, you know, it depends on the day that you see him and all that type of stuff. But I'm just telling you, if I could walk into Hallis Hall and watch a guy and see that he looks awkward catching the football, and then it goes the way it went. That's not great, man. It's just I don't know how they got so excited about Velus. I'd love to hear Poles talk about that.
You made the point though in the conference room before the show, like, well, you can find wide receivers in the later rounds, so why spend that number 9 on it? But they haven't found him in the later round. I mean, Darnell Mooney to a certain extent, but maybe not a long term solution. So would you feel better using that number 9 pick on a wide receiver?
Yeah. Well, it depends on who's there. Some people think it's going to go 4, 5, 6 wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver.
I think Green Bay, obviously they went the later round picks to find their wide receivers, but they also didn't have a number 1 like the Bears do in DJ Moore. So I wonder if they just wanted more opportunities to fill out that roster with guys that have panned out.
Yeah.
The Bears are in a position where they have DJ Moore, so could you use a number 9 overall pick to get who you think is also going to be a stud, but he's not the number 1 read yet. That's going to be DJ Moore until he falls off, which hopefully is not soon. But, again, it just shows the different approaches that NFL teams can have at trying to get this position right.
I mean, if you want to be negative about it, which I have a capability of doing every now and then, as far as the QB is concerned, everybody who wants the Bears to draft Caleb will point to Patrick Mahomes and say, you need somebody like that to be able to compete consistently for the Super Bowl. And, okay, I got it. But the problem is that there is only going to be one of Patrick Mahomes. So you're looking for the next guy, a similar guy. And that dude was already picked last year, and his name is C.J. Stroud, all right? So for me, the question, what I'll be looking at is, can Caleb pass C.J., wherever he goes? Like, that would be the question to me when it comes down to polls. And so I have concerns that you missed on the QB that was there. And now, when I look at position players, I have, impact playmakers. I have concerns with how you have drafted at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's all fair. It's cool that you traded the number one overall pick for DJ Moore and were able to identify him as a guy, but that's not rocket science at that point. You mm-hmm. gave up the number one overall pick to get him. So, I know that I understand they got a lot of other value with it. So, but you don't. I'm not going to give you huge points for identifying DJ Moore. I'm sorry. That's what I want to see is you pick somebody in the fourth round who's a stud. I want to see you pick a Romeo Doubs. I want to see you pick a Puka Nacua to show me that you can see talent when others haven't. Instead, they've picked Velus and Tyler, and I think this is a box that Poles has yet to check on his resume of somebody who can identify a stud playmaker in the later rounds.
You know, take it outside even polls, the Bears haven't really found guys to draft wide. I mean, we were talking in our meeting earlier, Alshon Jeffrey mm-hmm. arguably is like the one drafted Bears wide receiver that turned out to be, a guy. So, I mean, they just need to, outside of the quarterback like stigma, it's like the wide receiver stigma of like being able to draft a guy that's going to develop, that's going to be good, be productive, for years to come. The Bears just haven't been able to do that consistently.
I mean, look, it's just pathetic. I mean, the Bears' leader in receiving yards is Johnny Morris. That is impossible. How is seriously? He played from 1958 to 1967. That might as well be 1768 to 1767. And that's your leading receiver all time? How is that possible? Seriously. And you're... Your leading quarterback, Sid Luckman still has way too many records on the Bears.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing. And so it's not just, I mean, Poles, you better leave here as far mm-hmm. as fixing both of those. But so, yeah, right, you're right. The Bears have not been able to identify wide receivers historically for whatever reason. And part of that, obviously, is who they've had throwing the ball to them.
Yep.
So they go hand in hand.
Nick, how far in are you on your draft analysis, your prospect looks here? Is there a wide receiver you're looking at? Because I got one.
Later rounds.
Like a mid to late round steal.
But who are you thinking of, Steve?
Johnny Wilson out of Florida State.
Okay.
I think he could fill two roles. He's 6'7", 237. Everybody thought he was going to move to tight end in college. Yeah. It did not happen. He stuck at wide receiver. He's got speed. He could catch the 50-50 ball. And he's got that 6'7" size. Robert Tonyan didn't work out. Mercedes Lewis, I mean, end of his career. This guy could kind of fill two roles with that much size. And he's a guy I pray the Bears look at both the combine and hopefully in the draft as well.
It's funny you mentioned him because I was watching Jared Verse film, the Florida State defensive lineman. So I was watching the defensive thing. And then on offense, like, who is this extremely large person able to, make these outbreaking routes, just kind of stretch his arms out and make the catch? So someone that I'll definitely do more research on. But, I like the versatility, the length. Whenever you have that length at that position, like, that creates complications for a defense.
Do we solve anything with this particular segment here?
I don't think so. I'm a little bit more down on Tyler Scott, I guess, than I was at the beginning of it.
I've got Tyler Scott optimism, just to put a little bow on this thing. I do. And I almost, like, looking back at the stats, like, you know what?
He's a first-team interview guy.
He is a first-team interview guy. He's a first-team individual. I'm rooting for him, all the things. But, he has an elite ability. Elite's maybe a little too tall. He's got a... solid ability to get himself open. And he, I mean, sometimes when he does it, I mean, he really can shake dudes. Mm-hmm. And he's got speed. And the way he, when we just did a recent interview with him, go to our YouTube page if you want to go back and check it out. He underlined the insanity of playing wide receiver in the NFL and how when he's first lining up out there as a fourth round draft pick and getting his opportunity, his legs are completely shaking and that, you know, he's the farthest thing from just playing the game. So can a guy like that who has an elite skill set in some areas, can he settle down and catch the ball a little bit better? I'd like to think he can.
I'm not out on him, and hopefully he'll be part of the solution and not a continuing part of the problem.
Yeah, and he has speed, you guys. And as defenders, you have to respect that, even if he's not the best pass catcher. You have to respect speed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's Shane Waldron. We'll see what kind of creative ways he can think of utilizing Tyler Scott. But, guys, before we can kind of continue this conversation, I have to tell everybody about Empire. With Empire today, you get shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, quick and professional installation, and a low price guarantee. Empire today is the best place to get new flooring. So, of course, they're going to have some copycats, but they can't beat Empire on the quality, service, speed. So they advertise low quality products that they simply won't carry. They won't promise, you know, the lowest prices, because anyone who does that is putting flooring in your home that they wouldn't put in theirs. And they keep shopping for floors simple with a curated product selection. Empire's philosophy is to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutes. What they leave out on their selection floor is as important as what they put in. And they also have this virtual floor designer, which is a great way to see how these floors are going to look in whatever space you're looking to upgrade your flooring. It's easy. Just snap a picture and instantly see how new floors will look in your room. And you can schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive $350 off a discount when they use that promo code CHGO. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/CHGO for details.
Get your flooring. Let's go. By the way, GM Jake putting in our notes here. Curtis Conway, 7 seasons, drafted 7th overall, 1993. Solid, but didn't score enough touchdowns. 339 catches, 4498 with the yards, which is 500 less than Johnny Morris. 31 touchdowns.
He also got out of here as soon as he could. Didn't want to play in the cold weather.
That was 1993. He said, I just want a wide receiver drafted when I was actually born. That'd be great.
But Curtis was a good player. He was good, and he wasn't great. Let's be real. But a good name to bring up. All right. Shout out to our friends Ray Chevrolet. They're sharing their best offers all month long with their auto show sales. And let's be real. Yes, I am officially a client of Ray Chevy.
You are?
I went out and I went there and just like perused around and did no research. And all of a sudden, I just walked out of there with a Chevy Trax, and I love it.
Boom.
I mean, just beware. You know, Ray Scarpelli will.
I love that you impulse bought a car.
Well, I impulse buy like shoes.
Know, I got, I had, you know, 95,000, which is not a ton, but the old vehicle was busting down. And listen, I like to support who supports us, and I drove around.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I drove around the tracks. I was like, I feel like I'm in the cockpit. I feel like I'm a new car. I feel like I really got things going on here. All right, how much? Let's go. Great. I'll figure it out one way or the other.
Send the bill to Jake.
Yep, it's going to Jake. Ray Chevrolet sharing the best offers all month long with their auto show sales event. Make your way to Ray Chevy on Route 12 in Fox Lake. Join on the savings. They got the popcorn. They got the coffee. Right across the street, there's a sweet diner, too, that I had a little bacon and eggs at afterwards. It was delicious. One of the top-selling Chevy dealers in the Midwest. You'll always be able to shop one of Chicago's largest Chevy inventories. By the way, you can take the Metro out there, too. It drops you off right there, which is a sweet way to go about things. You take the Metro out, drive out of there with a car. You can also find the perfect tailgate vehicle at Ray Chevy. They're offering 0% financing for 72 months on the new Silverados. There's over 100 available. To top it all off, they're pricing over 125 vehicles under $20,000. Seriously, guys, I mean, the pricing, that is straight affordable. And I also know that everyone loves the word free. That's what you'll get this month at Ray Chevy. Free oil changes. Nick, all you have to do is mention CHGO when scheduling your oil change. Start off the new year right and schedule it by February the 29th.
Leap year.
Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or RayChevrolet.com. They've been serving the community since 1963. Find new roads. Check out the tracks. Tracks. Like I get in there, I'm like, tracks.
Nobody did you Sometimes people name their vehicles. Does your car have a name?
I haven't named it yet.
Okay.
I think I need to name it.
Have you named your vehicles in the past, or is this would be something new for you?
This would be a new thing. Kevin's.
I don't do that. My grandmother did, though.
What did grandma name her car?
I don't remember.
Like Beetlejuice type of thing? Or
sure.
Grandma who?
Steven, you name your name your car?
No, grandma I do Marcy? Not. Okay. I do not.
Nobody does here.
Justin Fields probably names his car. He's sweet. All right. Hey, before we get to our Super Chats, just want to remind you all that we are just getting started, as always, here at CHGO Sports Day. 3:30 today is CHGO Cubs. Will they sign Cody or not?
Ryan Herrera is down in Arizona. Talked to Tom Ricketts today.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
That's big.
That is huge. So Herrera, Ricketts. White Sox are on at 5. Also live updates on position battles from spring training in Glendale.
Vinny Duber's there.
On the scene, like Dairy Queen. Let's go. CHGO Blackhawks have their first ever live watch-along tonight versus the Hurricanes.
Yep.
I believe Connor Bedard is back, and they won a game on Saturday. Is that right?
They did. That was a game. Yeah. Won some money on that, too.
Hey. I'm going to go buy a car.
Join Jay.
Didn't win that much.
Well, a win is a win. Jay, Greg, Mario for every second in the action starting at 6 tonight. And the CHGO Bulls is diving into the diehard mailbag, answering questions from diehards tonight. Sign up to be a diehard, as we mentioned before, at allchgo.com. And by the way, lastly, most importantly, perhaps because he's watching, and we love you, Greg Braggs, or at least he was, CHGO Bears After Dark, Braggs After Dark. And I don't know if this is... if you meant to put it in there like this, Steven, but it says Braggs is joined by his bully, Corey Wood.
I did put that in there on purpose, yeah.
I thought you meant buddy, but then bully.
No, bully was correct.
Okay, bully is correct.
That's I feel like Braggs is the only person that Corey has ever bullied outside of Brett Favre.
I mean...
Yeah, that's...
You can't bully a guy who can literally like run into a building and knock it down.
No, I'm saying Corey's such a nice guy. He's generally not a bully to people. But, Braggs is so grating. It just brings a side out of Corey that.
He's one of the most difficult people you can ever have in your life. There's no doubt about it. The guy's straight torture. But we love him.
We love him.
Braggs After Dark at 7. All right. We got some supers here, Steven. Super love, Super Bears, Super Bowl, New Orleans Bears. $5 from our guy Isaac Siegel. Let's see here. I expect a
franchise tag.
Franchise tag in a deal sometime during the season, maybe. I feel like they want to approach free agent deals first and see where they are 2 to 4 years out. That's in reference to our Jalen Johnson conversation. Mm-hmm. What's the bet on the show here? Where do we think it's going?
Ben, I mean, I think franchise tag.
You're betting franchise tag?
Franchise tag for Jalen, especially if he wants top of the market. I want to be paid like the best corner in football. You do that. And then I see a lot of comments like, well, it's 1 year. He did it 1 year. Can we see if he can consistently produce at this clip? So I think it'll be franchise tag.
Agree with Nick.
You're agreeing?
Yep.
All right, I'll be the optimistic guy here. They're getting a deal done. He wants to be here. He's 24 years old. You are signing Jalen Johnson. You are paying market value.
Does that trade demand in the season slow down your thought a little bit? No.
Water under the bridge. Water off a duck's back. Dance with who brung you. Get the deal done, man.
I never heard.
You've got $80 million in cash.
I don't think you're...
No?
70.
You don't...
You have plenty of money to spend. I just feel like, okay, you can still pay him this year. You pay him for the one-year franchise tag. You're not saving a lot of money. You can still lock him up if he produces this year. If he doesn't, then...
Then you'll see what Tyreek Stevenson is like in year two. Maybe he can be the number one guy. Like, I think there are...
You guys are ruthless, man. He's 24.
He deserves it.
He's one of the top corners in the game. Mm-hmm. You really think in a year... What more do you need to see from Jalen? You worried about the shoulder? That's the only thing I'll accept. If you want to say that you think that shoulder is going to fall off... I mean, I don't have to accept your arguments, by the way. You can have your own.
I'm not cutting the check. I'm just saying that I think that's how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were Bears, you would do what Bears are going to do or do something different?
I would do what Bears are going to do.
You would do what Bears are going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
It all depends on the money. I don't know what's being thrown out there. Top of the market?
Top of the market.
That makes it a little tougher. I mean, to really back up the truck, I don't know. I mean, it's tough.
Okay.
I feel like you could put him on the franchise tag, let him prove that he's the same guy that you just saw this past season. And then if you're in that situation again, offer him everything.
If you think about it too, Montez Sweat wasn't there in the beginning. He should have a better year, right? So he should. There's no reason why Jalen Johnson shouldn't be the same guy that we saw in 2023. He should be that guy.
I'm with Kenny Adams. Sign JJ. What's to think about? I mean, if I'm JJ and you'd franchise tag me, I would. How do I want to put this nicely? I don't know. I would send my dog into your backyard, and I would never have a bag. I'd be incredibly ticked. That's mean.
I mean, the side of it too is like at some point you do have to pay your guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, in that locker room, people. Exactly. Hey, I'm busting my ass. Why am I not being rewarded for
that's
it?
True. So.
Right. All right. Thank you for the super there, Isaac. Let's go on to Adam.
Let's see. Adam Morey. Morey, yeah, $9.99. We have Marvin Harrison Jr., Powers Johnson, and possibly three first-rounders in 2025. Let polls cook. Caleb going to Washington. I don't know about that, Adam, but I like the optimism, and I feel like every Bears fan's holding on to Marvin Harrison Jr. for as long as they can until, you know, draft actually happens when he probably won't be a Bear.
Where does the third first rounder come from? I'm assuming from trading.
It would be a trade from one to two then.
We're getting three first rounders for moving down. Apparently we're getting three first rounders for moving down one spot.
But how would you have three first rounders in 2025?
Oh, good point. Excellent point.
I appreciate Adam.
I think Adam is a little
Is that trading Justin Field? I don't understand.
Good breakdown of Adam's mistake there. Do you want to give?
I mean, maybe he has a plan for to get three first rounders.
The Commanders don't have two in 2025, so I think you're right. I don't know. Maybe they're trading down from 9-2 and getting a first for that. Either way, Adam, we love you. Thank you very much for the super. Next up, Matt W. I can't drink Miller Lite on the set, by the way. This is turning into a problem. This show's gonna have a fantastic finish. Matt W. Super Chat $4.99. You guys might have to take over. Would you say that Jackson Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier could be a first year starter? Could we get JPJ in the late second round? Maybe with the Steelers pick 51. I ain't going all the way to 51, dog.
I doubt that we see that happen. And Zach Frazier too. I mean, that would be probably arguably the second best center. I doubt it. Like those, at some point, a team's going to be like, all right, let's just take the best available center. And then once you see that, that's where things kind of go in consecutive order there. So I doubt it.
They draft JPJ at 14 after trading down from 9. Is anybody happy? Anybody liking that?
No.
Seems very high still.
Yeah, okay.
I think Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa went at 19 to Baltimore, so.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of mock drafts with Jackson Powers Johnson going in the 20s.
Yeah, seems about right.
Whatever, 9 to 20. I don't think it's going to excite anybody. Craig Wood.
Craig.
You're the man, Craig. Would you guys go for Brewer in free agency or take $20 million? Would you take Brewer free agency, give or take $20 million for a three-year deal? I feel like safety is easier to hit in the draft than center. In polls we trust. Hashtag Bear Defook down. thank you.
That was the guy that I brought up, Brewer from Tennessee. And if we're looking, again, going to PFF and how they're projecting contracts, he has a three-year, 6.6. $7 million average, $12 million guaranteed, $20 million total.
He's doing his research, Wood.
I mean, if all the other centers are gone by then, or it all depends on how. Actually, well, obviously, free agency will come first. If they think they can land a guy that can be a starter right away, fit the system, then you go that route. But if you feel like you can find one of these centers, draft them in a respectable area, then obviously, polls will go that route. But I do like Aaron Brewer and what he could provide for the Bears' offensive line.
Saw somebody else bringing up Cushenberry from Denver.
Oh, Cushenberry?
Yeah.
Lloyd Cushenberry? Yeah. I feel like he would almost fit more of like a gap scheme, but I think he could potentially. I think Denver was such in a bad situation when he was drafted there, so that could be another option as well.
The contract that you floated there was not cost prohibitive, Craig, and I would be on board for it. Thank you very much. Next up is... Da-da-da. No, you're good. Isaac Siegel back at it one more time with another $5 situation.
Ricky Pearsall out of Florida is a lesser known great option in the third, fourth. I love some Ricky Pearsall.
We have talked about Pearsall. There is no lack of love for Ricky Pearsall on this show. Thank you, Isaac. Appreciate you. That's hey, get it right, Ryan. Prove everybody wrong that you can get a late round wide receiver that's really not being talked about a ton. But
Nick, you saw him at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
What was your impressions?
Oh, he loves
great, great route runner. He can sticky hands. And actually, again, going back to yesterday, I was watching Florida versus Florida State. Florida didn't have a good offensive game, and his first target, the ball is completely behind him. Third down, 16, catches the ball, makes a reception. Duke can play, and I think he would be a nice asset to this Bears wide receiver room.
Matt Nuku, who looks like he's out kicking his coverage. Congratulations to you, Matt. Way to go, Matt. I'm proud of you. It's a good accomplishment in life. There's no shot of Matt. Dude, it's a shot of the beautiful person that's next to him.
Dude paid $5 for Carm to perv on his girlfriend.
I'm not perving. I'm just complimenting. Extend JJ, says Matt. If he balls out again, he will demand more money next year. A true number one corner. I'm with Carm. Get it done.
Eddie's I'm with you, Matt. Eddie's agreeing with you.
Yeah. Listen. If there was a picture of you and Stephanie on there, I'd say you, and I talk about your good looks all the time, I'd say you outkick your coverage there. True. Sweet nothing.
very true.
That's a classy thing to do. You know, in this case, it tends to be a genuine one, too. Steve O.D., Super Chat, $2. Cooper DeJean at 9. DeJean, excuse me.
Iowa.
I knew that. I didn't know that. To replace EJ, he'll be a safety. Yeah? Hawkeye?
Man, he's a corner, though. He has all the ability to be a corner in this league, but would he be a badass safety? I think so, too, but I think he'll be a corner.
It is Wyclef Jean, though, not Wyclef Jean.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Thank you.
Do you guys think they'd actually go defense with pick number 9? I see no scenario where that happens.
What if all three wide receivers are gone at that point? They take Caleb. And they like Braxton Jones. Like, I was thinking of that scenario, like Jared Verse or the kid from UCLA, where if Ryan Poles wants to give someone opposite of Montez Sweat, maybe that's an option. But I think they still lean offense at number 9.
I mean, I definitely think that's not the way they want it to go. But I also think that if you do look at the way Poles has gone about it, best player on the board. He's done that numerous times, which is, to me, hands down, without question, the right draft philosophy. If you draft that way and you're right, you'll be ahead. $4.99 from Eli Sherman. Eli, good to see you, man. I think Tyler Newman would be nice fit at free safety. Not sure the Bears have the capital for him right now. Maybe with Fields trade for a second-round pick, guy makes plays.
Yeah, out of Minnesota. He was, I mean, good playmaker. So, I think if the Bears go safety, address it, lower-end free agent, or obviously you have the draft. I can do that.
I'd like to congratulate myself on making it to 104, almost 105, and I thought this was a lovely show. Kevin,
it was a great show.
Any final thoughts?
No, I want to send our best out to Steve McMichael, who's fighting through a lot of stuff in the hospital right now. They're hoping he'll be back home on Tuesday, resting comfortably. So awesome to see him get into the Hall of Fame last week. We wanted him to get there, and now – eyes towards August, hopefully. But
hashtag Mongo, hashtag Hall of Fame, hashtag Champion.
Nothing more to be said.
Honestly, the guy's fight, willing, just the will to live is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he gets a lot of support around him, but I mean, really, what a champion. Greg Braggs wants me to pee in my pants. That's funny. Shout out to Miller. You know what? I'm so in so
a new
much control.
Era.
Yeah.
It's a new era. I'm in so much control that I'll even take one more sip, and then we got to go.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thanks for being here, Kevin.
Cheers.
Nice way to kick off the week.
Hey, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Check out everything else we got coming up the rest of the day. And, yes, big shows the rest of the week.
We're doing a tavern style, me and Nick, today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tavern style. How old is too old to wear Jordans? I got a new pair.
I don't wear mine. But
resident sneakerhead over here. I want to know if I'm too old to wear these.
You're not too old. You're never too old. I'll answer that question right to him, but you guys have your own.
You're wearing Jordans, too.
These are the twos, baby. Yeah. Wish they weren't in green, but that was all they had available, and I love the twos. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Gregory P. Allen will be here tonight. Don't forget Bears After Dark tonight. Have a great rest of your day.
We all silly like the mayor.